Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, Airheads? We're back once again, Virtual Airstream Studios. I'm Trey. That's Corey. If you're in the extended Skewniverse, particularly the weekly Skews part, if you watch weekly Skews this week, then I have to go ahead and tell you, I apologize for the misinformation. I told y'all that we're watching Skews that we were going to have a guest this week. Travis Irvine was going to be here talking all
things presidential. You spreading misinformation on your political podcast? I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know. It ain't like me, but yeah. Basically, Travis too computer dumb to figure out how to make it work. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. That's just what happened. Anyway, we had planned to have Travis on to talk presidential stuff. We'll figure out a way to do it in the future, but he just couldn't. He's sort of a hippie vagabond. Listen, so he couldn't figure it out.
He's one of the smartest people I know in so many areas, but it checks out that he can't handle like just a computer. You know what I mean? Like he's a free spirit. Like, to me, Travis is someone who can't be tethered by all this technology because he's too tubular.
Sure. Yeah, I get that. But this isn't presidential because he wasn't a president, but he was very president adjacent.
You got a Ben Franklin thing? Because so do
I. Yeah. I was going to ask you if you knew it because I remember you covered Ben Franklin before. I can't remember. I don't think this came up because I heard it on a podcast I was listening to on our way to Disneyland.
Are you about to say that he's in the National Swimming Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I was going to talk about. Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Did you see that in our doc and go look it up? Because I put it in the doc. No, I put it in the doc.
Dude, this is how sick I've been. I just went to the doc and I was like, I was looking for some shit that I'd put in there. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that I put this Ben Franklin thing in here. No, I totally thought not. I did it.
You did not. And a lot of time, I put stuff in the doc all the time, and usually you don't see it. Like, usually whenever I end up bringing it up on the show, you know, it's fresh for you. Because I thought before I should keep this stuff somewhere else because I don't want to spoil it for him. I don't want him to see that. But then in the past, normally you haven't seen them. So I just, you know, I put that in the doc. I heard it on a podcast listening to with the boys on our way to Disneyland. Like, there's like, you know, kid-friendly podcast about history and science and shit like that. We listened to a history one and they talked about Ben Franklin and mentioned that he was in the Swimming Hall of Fame or was recognized in the Swimming Hall of Fame primarily because he invented fins, swimming fins. He invented them as a young man, and he like advocated for the sport and the pursuit in a time when people weren't really, you know, doing that. Picture Ben Franklin in one of those like striped unitard things, like a gray and white striped,
looking like the penguin.
Exactly. Looking exactly like the penguin and just diving off, I don't know, the coast of Cape Cod or, you know, swimming through whatever, you know, pre-industrial rivers they had back then. Throwing shit at pelicans.
Aside from inventing the fins, he also made huge improvements on the hand paddle. For like, you know, using as oars and stuff like that. And something that I know that they didn't bring up in your kid-friendly podcast was that aside, he not only extolled the virtues of swimming as sport, but also extolled the virtues of swimming, as you can imagine, coming from Ben Franklin, legendary Cho, in the nude. That was a big deal for Ben Franklin, was swimming in the buff. He would also, I think he was like into cold plunges long before all the crypto bros got into it. Like, he knew that, like, there's something to this shocking my system back. You know what I'm saying? And he learned to swim at a very young age. And how he taught himself to swim and how he understood buoyancy was also a pretty Cho thing. He would get in the ocean and he would drop an egg into the ocean, and he would like try to see if he could dive down and get it before it floated away and shit. And he realized, like, oh, I can like keep myself in one place while I'm doing this. And so he kind of learned buoyancy that way, and sort of like self-taught himself how to swim in the ocean, which is crazy.
Yeah, everything he did was crazy. I'm kind of fascinated by what has happened here, though, between you and I. I want to break this down for the audience a little bit, because I just want to get my head around exactly what happened. So for the people at home, we have a doc we keep notes in, things to talk about. We both will add stuff to it. Like I said, last Thursday, I went to Disneyland for my son's birthday. We listened to these kid-friendly podcasts. This came up, that Ben Franklin invented fins and was in the Swimming Hall of Fame. I open up the POA doc on my phone, and I write in there a note. Ben Franklin is apparently in the Swimming Hall of Fame, because I thought it'd be something to talk about on the show. That was that was a week ago, right? A week later, we come in here, and Corey's like, I got a Ben Franklin thing. That's wild. So do I. And then you guys saw how it played out. He's like, you about to talk about him being in the Swimming Hall of Fame? That's what I was going to say. I want to know, but then you had more information on it than I ever had. So I want to know, at some point you opened the doc, you saw that.
Yeah.
You falsely remembered having written that in there yourself.
Yep.
And then you went and refreshed yourself on the details of the information that you actually did not previously have before that moment.
Accurate. Yeah. Accurate. So
all the while thinking you had known it before, and that you were reminding yourself of it.
No. It doesn't. When I put something in, because I put stuff in the doc too, but when I put stuff in the doc, it doesn't always mean that I already know it. Sometimes I'll like hear a thing that I think is interesting, and I'll just go write it in the doc, and then later I'll look in the doc, and I'll do my research. So like,
yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I've been a little under the weather this week. If you're in the extended universe, you know this, because I missed Well Read. And I was feeling bad for not having brought anything to the table. So right before we were about to record, I was like, okay, I've taken all these drugs. I'm feeling pretty good. I can bring something to the table. So I went to the doc, and in my brain, that just seemed like such a thing that I would have put in the doc. And dude, I've been so fucking sick this week that I've been having fever dreams and stuff. So it would make total sense to me that I would put something in there, not really remember doing it. You know what I mean? So then, yeah, I clicked that. I saw it, and I just go, fuck, let me read up on that real quick before we start the show. And I made my little notes, and I went to a couple different websites and shit. And I had all this information. It's funny, because when I was saying that, I was like, I don't even think Trey knows this part.
No, I didn't. No, I mean, yeah, because I didn't read it anywhere. I just heard it on a podcast. So yeah. I just had like that little piece of information I thought was like a fun fact. And then, yeah. You brought all this additional context to it, but it was a wild thing. Just a little peek behind the curtain to tell you another thing he did this week. Again, like you say, he's been under the weather. So everybody keep that in mind. But also about 4 or 5 days ago, like on Saturday-ish or something, we were talking about making clips from this show, from POA, from last week when we had the guys from the Dollop on. And I told him, I texted him, I said, you know what, I think we'll make a good clip. The part where we talked about Charles II of Spain. And he was like, that would make a good clip, you're right. This is like on Saturday or something. Then he gets real sick, and I know that he's real sick. So on Monday or Tuesday, I was like, he ain't going to feel like making a clip. I'll just make it, and I'll post it, and I'll tag him and everything so he knows that I made it. So I made a clip of us talking about Charles II of Spain last year, old Habsburg jaw, the goat of inbreeding, you know, look like an actual goat. But that feller, I made a clip of that and posted it on social media, and I tagged him. I've added him as a collaborator on IG, all this Instagram.
I accepted it.
He shared it. He accepted it, retweeted it with, what a great time it was to have the guys from the Dollop on this week or whatever. Like, so in my head, I'm like, all right. So he saw it. He knows that I did it. So you don't have to worry about it. He clearly saw it. Right. That was on Tuesday. This morning, it's Thursday as we're recording this. This morning, he texts me. He's like, hey, so I made that clip we were talking about us talking about Charles II of Spain. It took me a while to fix some of these weird cuts and stuff. But anyway, so here it is. You can post that if you want to. And I was like, that's the exact same clip I already made and posted 2 days ago and tagged you, and you shared it and commented on it. And then he was like, well, shit. I went and double checked, and you are right about that. And I was like, yeah, no shit, I'm right about that. It's wild to me that you remembered the first thing. You remembered that had been suggested as a clip, which is from 5 days ago. But you did not remember the clip already existed, which was from 2 days ago.
The only thing
you got a lot of water in your head right now. That's what the doctor literally said. Everybody needs to keep that in mind. He's got a whole lot of water in his head.
The only thing that I can think of that makes sense to me is how we throw out the phrase in a fever dream all the time. I've been actually having a lot of those this week, and they're so wild.
And when you
have them multiple days in a row, in my experience, you kind of start forgetting all the stuff that wasn't a fever dream. Like, you just start any memory that you have, you're like, was that real or was that part of my fucking fever dream? So the only thing I can think of is we talked about that pre-sick, and I had it in my, I remember when I first got sick, when I was first starting to feel bad, I actually thought to myself, I better go make this fucking clip before this gets bad. And then I didn't. And then today when I started feeling a little bit better, I was like, I felt bad. Cause I was like, I hadn't made a clip for the show. And so I was like, all right, fuck, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to do this shit. And all of that, I guarantee you, when I retweeted that, it was me waking up, drooling, and just like, bleh, bleh, hits, whatever. But this just goes to show everybody, say what you will about me, but never besmirch my work ethic, because even when unnecessary, I work really hard and try, even when I have water on my brain.
Yeah. Expand a little bit on the water in your head. So the doctor said what exactly? I didn't know. That sounds like something my mamaw would say is an affliction from back
about
in the day.
Kid.
Right. He just got a bunch of water in his head.
Yeah.
You know, like, it don't sound like an official diagnosis, but you said that's what your doctor actually told you.
Yeah. So I went to the doctor, naturally, I take a lot better care of myself nowadays than I used to. But one thing that I'm still kind of old school about is if I start feeling bad, I will try to give it 2 to 3 days to hopefully shake out before I go do anything. Uh-huh. Because so often it is just a 24-hour thing, and it was pointless. And I knew I hadn't really been around anybody. My wife had kind of been sick, but then she got over it. And I was like, fuck. But I felt worse, on the fucking second day than I did the first day. So I was like, God damn it, I better go to the doctor. I'm thinking I got COVID because I went to the I went to see Warren Treaty in Nashville, and I was like, it's probably fucking COVID. Check with my boy. He ain't had COVID. He wasn't feeling bad. Anyways, I get in there and I tell the lady my symptoms. I was like, look, it's everything about COVID or the flu that I've ever had. It's all them things. That's how I feel, except for, frankly, I feel worse than when I had COVID. So I'm afraid I've got whatever new hotness COVID has out. Like, I got some new strand that y'all are about to name the fat ass 19 or some shit. Like, that's what I've got. So they run the test on me or whatever. She looks in my nose, and I'm breathing for her, and she's like, you have a lot of fluid on your lungs. I can go ahead and tell that. Then she looked in my ears and she goes, you have a tremendous amount of fluid all in your ears and in your head and stuff, I get sick this time of year, but I've never had a headache like this. Usually it's I'll have a little headache, but I was like, my head is making it to where I can't concentrate on anything. And she's like, yeah, you got a tremendous amount of fluid in your ears and in your head. And so naturally I'm thinking, I'm doing the waterhead jokes in my head. I'm texting y'all or whatever, but that's what I got going on. I told her, I said, all my tests come back negative. And she's like, well, I don't really know what to tell you. And I'm like, what do you mean? You went to school to know what to tell me. What the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, listen, I'm just going to tell you what I want. I said, it's true that I'm sick, but I do have some stuff that I need to get done. So if you could just give me a steroid shot, I know that don't cure me, but it always makes me feel better. And she goes, yeah, I don't do steroid shots. And I was like, wait, why? And she goes, well, they don't actually help with the sickness. They just make you temporarily feel good. And I was like, that's what I want.
That would be. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck I want. You're describing, oh, don't drink when you're sad, because it actually, when you wake up, the problems will still be there. Right. But at least for 4 hours, I won't be sad. I'm looking for a temporary fucking. And she goes, well, they've been known to cause cataracts and shit like that. And I'm like, I'm not waking up every day shooting tests, working out. Like, it's one fucking steroid shot just so I can get back to work. By the way, I'm not saying any of this out loud. I'm respecting her as a physician and going, okay, well, whatever. But in my mind, when she's like, that could give you cataracts, I'm like, that's between me and my eyes. You know what I mean? Why don't you just tell people all that stuff, but still offer them the steroid shot if they want it? You know what I mean? Because I'd have said, fuck it, light me up.
I've bitched about this on the Well Read podcast before. I know for a fact I have, because I've always known all these people, and hell, my wife has been this person. You hear all the time people talk about, like, having these. My sister has a doctor like this. Of course, her hillbilly ass has a doctor like this. But, like, people having these doctors are just like, they'll just give you whatever or whatever. Right. It's like our buddy Joe Zimmerman, a great comedian. He had a line on his first album. He was like, he went to the doctor and said, to see about getting Adderall or something. He told me, he's like, I think I might have ADHD. And the doctor goes, well, let me ask you this. Do you have health insurance? And I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you got it.
And
it's a great
bit. And people say shit like that all the time. And, like, that has never been my experience ever. Every goddamn doctor I've ever had in Tennessee, California, and I've been to a lot of them over the years, won't give me shit. Nothing that hits.
Me either. Me either.
It fucking kills me. You said that, like, you would try to wait it out. Before I had sinus surgery out here in LA a few years ago, which helped a lot, I had my sinuses were, I mean, I had to have surgery on them. They were super fucked up, which meant anytime I got a sinus infection, first of all, I got way more sinus infections than any normal person would because of those issues. Secondly, when I got a sinus infection because of my condition, like, it would not just go away. Like, it wouldn't. I had to take antibiotics to clear it up. I could wait 6 weeks and I'd just have a sinus infection for 6 weeks. So, and I know this about myself, and I'm living in Oak Ridge and I get one. And so what I would do, as soon as I got one, I'd go straight to the doctor, because I know that 2-3 days aren't going to matter. I have to take antibiotics to clear it up. So I might as well go right now. Right.
Right. I didn't even get fucking biotics.
And I went to this dude, and a new guy, first of all, he walked in, he was like my age. Also, this is like 7-8 years ago. So we're both like 29 or something, right? Like, he's not my doctor at all. He walks in, I was like, oh, this don't hit. Fuck it. But
I need my doctor to be old enough that I know if he fucked up, he would have not been a doctor long ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, a new person, I still don't know if they won't have a malpractice suit eventually. If the guy's got gray hair, I know he's made it this fucking long.
Right. So this guy, I tell him everything I just told you. And I was like, so I came in just to get some antibiotics, because I know it's not going to go away if I don't. So that's why I'm here. And he was like, I still remember what he said. He was like, yeah, I'm kind of a minimalist when it comes to prescribing medication. Right. And I remember thinking it. I was like, well, then what the fuck do you do then? Right. Like, you just tell me, like, yeah, you don't hit. Go home
you
and just not hitting.
I don't hit.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, I know I don't hit. I don't need you to fucking tell me I don't hit. But I can't just go get the stuff that'll make me hit again. That's what you're for.
That's like going to Joseph A. Bank and being like, I would like to buy a shirt. And they were like, I'm actually a minimalist when it comes to dressing people, but I can tell you this, what you're currently wearing is ugly and you should do something about it.
Well, and it's like, I know that, like, over prescribing of antibiotics is a problem because it leads to, like, antibiotic resistant strains and infections and shit.
And opiates and narcotics.
All that's a problem. But it's like, the whole time I was like, look, first of all, you can tell that I have an actual sinus infection. Like, I need, but also you have my medical history. You know that I don't have a track record of doing it. Like, if I was the type of person to come in every other week needing antibiotics for something else or whatever, it'd be totally justified. But you can tell that I'm not like that. And like, I just don't understand. But it's like, it's always pissed me the fuck off because I hear people talk about the doctors they have and how they'll just do whatever.
Whatever.
And never. Yeah. And my doctor right now, I dig him. He's about my age too, but I'm pushing 40 now, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah, me too.
But he's, you know, I've been having anxiety this year, so I've been going to him about anxiety stuff. And it's like, I'm not just saying this. I don't want Xanax or any of the hardcore things because, you know, fucking trash in my blood, it ain't a good idea. Right. But it's never even been broached. Like, I've told him, like, some of the, you know, I've had panic attacks.
Mine won't do it either.
I've had panic attacks, real bad anxiety. I've told him, it's like, this shit affects me on a professional level. Just so everybody knows, I seemingly have it somewhat under control right now, so don't worry about me. But it was rough there for a while, and it's like, and it was just never on the table at all, you know, like, you know what I mean? And in my head, I'm like, well, how did every goddamn mamaw I've ever known has Xanax prescription? Like, I don't understand. You know what I mean? I don't get how it works. I've never had that experience with the doctor ever. They're always like, no, we ain't giving you nothing that hits. Dude, I have surgeries. I've had surgeries.
Yeah.
And they won't give me no goddamn hitting pills, you know?
Dude,
I can't get five. You gonna cut my eyes and I can't get five, motherfucker?
I had fucking dental surgery the other day. And as you know, mouth pain is up there with the worst pains in the world. This motherfucker gives me Tylenol 3. Now, let me explain something to y'all that, like, ain't trash. Let me explain to y'all what a Tylenol 3 is. A Tylenol 3, so it's a narcotic because it's like a way step below Percocet and all that shit. Basically, it is all the liver damage with none of the buzz or the hits. It hurts more than it helps. Like, if you just get, like, give me fucking morphine, but just give me a little bit of it. But, like, Tylenol 3 is just jacked up acetaminophen, which fucks up your liver.
Yes.
But don't give, like, if I'm going to fuck my, I've taken pills knowing they would fuck my liver up, but they made me feel good. So there's a trade-off. So, like, if it's just a Tylenol 3, like, and by the way, I had to go back to drinking because if I'm going to make a Tylenol 3 hit, I'm going to have two or three beers. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, for anybody wondering, because they're like, God, Corey seems to feel really good for not having gotten his steroid shot. I did get my steroid shot, just not from that doctor. This is one.
I'm not saying their name. But
it is. I'm not saying their name.
Oh, you're about to just give her a shout out.
No. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is the benefit of having dated a lot of nurses is that you can always call them and they will just take one from the hospital. And I know what you're thinking, Trey. You said you weren't going to shout them out, but you mentioned it's a girl you used to date. That was a nurse. That doesn't narrow it down either. This part, you could not fucking catch this person. There's too many that it could be. But yeah, so I still got my steroid shot. And guess what? It fucking worked. And I feel good. And maybe I'll have cataracts later. But again, that is between me, my eye doctor, and Jesus fucking Christ.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's the end of the year season, y'all. Do you look forward to the holidays? I do. Maybe you struggle with seasonal blues. A lot of people do. The holidays are stressful, that's for sure. It can wear down on you just like everything else in this life. This time of year, it can be a lot, you know. It's natural to feel some sadness or some anxiety about it. You might want to drink more or fatten up or both. That's usually what I turn to. But adding something new and positive to your life can counteract some of those feelings in a healthy fashion. Therapy, I'm talking about, y'all. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all of the stress and change, something to look forward to make you feel grounded and to give you the tools to manage everything going on. I started therapy this year after talking to the Cho about it and how much it helped him. And I got to say, he was right. It's funny. All these people wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. I mean, hell, I've got a psychology degree and it still took me this long to do it because that's how much my psychology degree was overridden by my redneck manness. But I'm glad I did it. It helps you get to know yourself better and learn positive coping skills, set boundaries. You feel empowered to be the best version of yourself. You know, it's not just for people that experience major trauma. Anybody can benefit from therapy. If you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/POA today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/POA.
Yeah.
Also, Trey, did you know, speaking of doctors and molecules and things like that and atoms that we weren't talking about, I was reading the other day, I'm making this relate to the show, that because of how molecules and atoms and stuff work, we have all breathed in atoms that existed in Caesar's last breath. Did you know this? Also, have I talked about this?
You have not talked about it, but it's in the doc, and I do be looking at the doc, so that's how I know. But go ahead. The people don't know, so.
Yeah, so basically, because like of how atoms and stuff work, how they multiply and stuff, you have taken a breath that contains the atoms that were in Caesar's body when he took his last breath. And what I don't know was mentioned in the doc, because I'm pretty sure this is just a thing that occurred to me whilst I was doing my research on it. This means that we have all also breathed one of Hitler's farts. You know what I mean? Or Bin Laden farts.
Or Jesus's
farts. Yeah.
You know, the man existed. Look at it that way.
Basically, there's not a person who has farted that we haven't breathed in their fart.
But
crazy.
Science wise, I mean, Hitler was all the way the fuck over there. Like, are we over here?
Caesar.
Are we over here not breathing Indian farts? I know, but I'm saying German. I'm saying, do they get around that much? Little tiny ass molecules, like fucking all the way on the other side of the planet. They make their way over here eventually because of how like the water cycle be or something
that people have traveled and come over here and farted their foreign farts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like. I guess, because in the thing that I read...
Wait a minute, so you tell me the way molecules work, like a German breathes in a molecule that was in one of Hitler's farts, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're saying then later that person farts out the Hitler's fart molecule, and then now it's back out in the air again, and then you can breathe it in after that?
I'm not telling you that. The American Scientific Journal is telling you that. That's what. And no, I don't remember if that's how it works at all. But all I remember is when I read this thing, I'm pretty sure it didn't say everyone in this mile radius of Rome has breathed Caesar's last breath. It was just like everyone, you know. And I guess, I mean, dude, fucking molecules and atoms and shit, they wild, and like there's a jet stream, you know, and the Mercury's in retrograde sometimes. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're getting up to.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, Walmart, Nike, Wine.com, Samsung, Lenovo, Sephora, and more. And even stack sales on top of cashback. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Speaking of how wild they are, according to the dude who, you know, postulated this that we're talking about here, which,
Oh, so this is just some guy's opinion?
I'm not saying that. I mean, I think he's some kind of scientist. His name's Sam, you know, scientists, they postulate. That's what they do. They state postulate. And this scientist's name is Sam Keen. According to Sam Keen, Caesar's last breath, he, like, as you already noted, he opted to, instead of focusing on Hitler's farts, went instead with Caesar's last breath, which
more
is
poetic,
a little
I guess.
More poetic, I suppose. Not as funny, but anyway.
Right.
According to that guy, according to Dr. Keen there, said last breath, Caesar's last breath, contained 25 sextillion air molecules in it. I mean, molecules, we all know they're tiny as hell. You can't see none of them. Obviously, we all get that. But goddamn, 25 sextillion, that's the number 25 followed by 21 zeros in one breath. I mean, like, just in this paragraph, this diatribe that I'm currently in the middle of doing, how many sextillion fucking quadrillion to the whatever power air molecules have come out of my stupid face right now, just sitting here in the last 30 seconds. That's weird.
That's fucking insane.
He says according to him, if you do the math, roughly one molecule of Caesar's air will be in your next breath. You could be inhaling Cleopatra's perfume, German mustard gas. I mean, that's pretty close to Hitler's farts, German mustard gas, you know.
Just because he didn't say it don't make it not true.
And even particles exhaled by the dinosaurs.
Wow.
I mean, that is some wild shit. I'm going to do something that we haven't done before because this reminded me that we got an airmail this week, and I feel like it's sort of related to this, kind of. I don't know. Might be a bit of a stretch, but it's about, you know, a couple weeks ago I was talking about how I was I would never teleport ever, even if teleporting became a thing. I wouldn't do it.
Because of the molecules.
What if that ain't you that comes out the other side? It's just a perfect copy of you.
And I postulated that for suicidal people, that is the perfect exit.
Yeah. Right. So we got an airmail about that, I never know if we're supposed to say it or not. It's from
I always just read it to make sure. And if they said, because sometimes they'll say, don't say it. And if I get to the end and they haven't said, don't say it, then I read their name.
All right, so it says, howdy, Colonel. So these are some Kentucky people hollering at us here. It says, my twin brother has managed to have airmail read 3 or 4 times now, but I haven't had anything I felt like rises to the occasion until now. The tangent last week regarding teleportation and all that had me in stitches. But the prospect of a person being doubled on the other side due to an improper beaming really couldn't work, and not for the reasons that you think. The law of conservation of mass posits that matter cannot be created or destroyed. It can only change form. Right? If the hypothetical teleportation doubling of a person were to happen, then that would require the creation of the matter that makes up the mass of the double. But matter cannot be created. That mass would have to come from somewhere. The assumption with teleportation is that the matter in the destination is the same matter from the origin, moved from one place to the other. The matter is not created or destroyed, only moved. I am with y'all that portals feel less worrisome than beaming teleportation technology, but I'm fairly certain they would have the same associated risk. All that said, I'm not a scientist or an expert. I'm just an engineer. A more qualified person might be able to dig holes right through my argument. What do I know? I'm just a hillbilly from Paint Lick, Kentucky.
Nice!
Paint Lick. God damn. It's just calling the whole town R-worded. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Because that's what they say. Like, they lick paint. That's what they say.
Did you eat paint chips?
Did you lick paint in kindergarten? It's like the whole goddamn town full of paint-licking dipshits in Kentucky. Anyway, they continue to love the show and the extended universe like chicken. Keep calm and skew on, Colonel Lauren Josie Ray.
That's right.
It's a good name. I would like to say,
by the way, getting an airmail from a colonel from Paint Lick, Kentucky about molecules is the absolute epitome of this show, and I could not love it more.
We've got a few airmails like that this week. If y'all are wondering why I'm reading them, it's because he's been sick. Corey's been sick, so
it hurts to read.
So I had to step in, because normally I just wait till he brings them to me. But I was thinking the same thing. There's a few of them this week where it's like hillbilly motherfuckers, but talking smart about stuff.
I love
and
it.
And I love it too. It's like, man, you know, we've really carved out a place for a certain type of person, and it makes me happy.
If we ever get time, we should do a bonus putting on airs type thing that maybe we do once a month where we have on one of these people. You know what I mean? And like, and put it out like where they get to be the pro cho or whatever. Cause I, judging by the length of some of these goddamn emails, I think they'd be happy to expand on it verbally.
So all I was going to say, you know, cloning, we could clone humans, right? We just, everybody agreed that we shouldn't do that. That's right. How I remember it. We cloned animals and sheep and stuff. It was like, if they wanted to clone humans, they could, but ostensibly they're not. Of course, Alex Jones would have you know that the Chinese have been cloning people for years and mixing them with sheep and cows and whatnot. Open your eyes, sheeple. Literally sheeple, Chinese sheeple. Anyway, go ahead.
Not to be deep statey or anything. All I'm saying, though, is that if there is something that we can do, it's hard for me to believe that some government ain't doing it and just not telling us about it.
Yeah, like, and by some government, you mean China.
China, like, or
totally
America.
China.
Or America. But like, because my thing is like the reasons I would see the cloning and keeping it a secret being appealing to like the older fucking autocrats and shit is that like it's like the movie The Island, like they clone you just to have your organs, like that's why they would either do it or have a
Jason
vast
Bourne.
Amount of yes a vast amount of workers that like
super
you could just
soldiers
like, super yeah super soldiers are like fucking who's Bezos would be like have his get like all his most cracked out greatest workers that don't give a fuck about anything, clone all them and then just make them work for him for no money, because in his brain he's like, well, they're not actually people,
right? So what I was gonna say in response to Colonel Lauren Josie Ray there was and this is coming straight out of my butt, don't get me wrong, I'm not overly confident what I'm about to say. I'm just like responding here in real time. We could clone people, right? We just don't, but we could. My understanding of that version of teleportation I talked about is basically like it's essentially cloning a version of you instantaneously in a different place, right? And I'm not saying that's how they would pitch it, but that's like the fear. That's the problem, is that's what's happening. And then so, and it's like 3D printing a human. You're right. The matter would have to come from somewhere. But like in my head, it's like these teleportation machines on the other side, they can just squirt out a human, right? But they got to have the coding, the DNA coding or whatever. And that's what's beamed over, right? And then this version of you on this end, you know, has to be, unsquirted, destroyed, or whatever. I don't know why they would do that way, because that's like making it baldly apparent that, you know, you gonna die and just copy yourself. But
well,
has our
colonel from Paintlick maybe brought you on board to getting teleported?
I mean, I don't know. It depends on, you know, if it ever comes out how they profess that it works. You know what I mean?
And yeah, you don't want to do the first ever transport. Like you got to wait
just
till like
talking to somebody.
Cause like,
about
it's
this.
Just like why I haven't gotten the, like I'm not really into the AR stuff is like super cool, but I'm still waiting for like several more versions because I know that it's going to hit really, really hard and it'll be less expensive because it'll be more abundant.
My buddy J.R. Jackson, he's a host for the Young Turks Network.
I know J.R.
I was on his show yesterday, and we were talking about this because we were talking about Neuralink, you know, Elon Musk's thing.
Yeah.
It's a brain implant.
Did y'all talk about the irony of all the people?
Human trials now. Yeah. Like they're starting human trials, so people are going to they're start putting their brain chips in people. And we were just talking about how, like, you don't ever want to be on the front lines of something like that. Especially coming from Elon Musk,
who like, famously cuts corners to make things get out faster. I mean, that's the whole thing with like the startup culture. I think their main motto is like break stuff and move fast and put it out. Like, don't worry about perfection. Just get it done and put it out. And like in a lot of things that's okay. Like if it's an app, it's like, okay, whatever, you put something out too quick and it kind of fucked up. But they were talking about with like the people who did Juul, they had that same motto. But when you're dealing with public health, you kind of got to slow down and make sure you got it right first. And the same thing goes with like fucking Neuralink. So like, no, I don't trust Elon to just have it all there on the first go. And secondly, did y'all talk about the irony of all the people who were like hardcore Elon dick riders who up until this point were so against the notion of anyone microchipping them. Matter of fact, thought it was happening in vaccines and that we weren't just getting told about it. And now we're just like, this is brilliant. Why haven't we thought about this before?
Yeah, no, we didn't, but that's a very good point. And I think like, I'm into sci-fi shit and stuff. And the idea of like, to me, the idea of being able to just with my brain be like, order a pizza or amazing. Like, or bring up directions somewhere right in front of me, or like facts about whatever building I'm looking at, or just whatever, any of that type of shit. You could just see it on like a heads up display because you got a chip in your brain. And it's like, and you can just think all this shit and make it happen. You know, that I like that. It's just that I don't trust.
I don't want anything. I definitely don't trust Elon Musk,
but also just the way technology be working currently. Like
they could put a little bomb in it.
Yeah, right. Sure, they could put a little.
I'm just saying, like
right.
They could.
They also, I mean, they could like, I don't know, control your mind.
Yeah, they could lock you out of shit.
Neuralink could get paid under the table by like fucking spaghetti company or cheesecake factory or something. The cheesecake factory, and then they like
your
they
dreams
send a signal
or ads.
Into your brain. It's like. But it's not even an ad. It's just they send a signal into your brain. It's
I want Cheesecake Factory real bad
right now.
And you know that's what it would be used
cheesecake.
For.
You think you just want Cheesecake Factory,
right?
But you don't. It got beamed in. You're being mind controlled into eating Cheesecake Factory because Cheesecake Factory paid Neuralink $3 million or whatever. You know, like that type of shit. And in this capitalistic hellscape,
they're gonna do stuff like that. Of course,
our phones already listen to us and show us ads for shit we're talking about and stuff.
Right.
Like,
I was about to use the phone or like Twitter or anything as an example because like even like okay, Elon, you know, charges $16 or whatever for Twitter, you know, now. But it's free to most people, if you just use ads or whatever, but that's the thing, like they're never gonna be like even with the Neuralink chip, let's say hypothetically it costs $1,000 and you get that put in your head, they're never gonna be satisfied with a one-time payment of $1,000 when they know that they can sell your information to the Koch brothers mailing list and put Cheesecake Factory notions in your brain.
And now it's not just your information, your data. It's literally your thoughts. Like they have access to your private
and minority reports. Minority report.
Sell them. Yeah, right.
Minority report. If I ever get frustrated and think, God damn it, I could fucking kill Trey. They're going
to
be like, alert.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Tom Cruise shows up at your door.
That's what I'm fucking saying, bro. But see, here's the thing. And I'm into this one.
None of that hits. I just want to order pizza with my brain, but I don't. None of that shit hits, though.
Me too. We need like somebody like Warren Buffett to make this, not Elon. Like one of the good guys. Like, I mean, I know he's still an evil piece of shit, but I feel like he's, you know, he's there at the like, I've probably done some fucked up shit, but I'm not overtly horrible. But here's the thing, dude. Like, they're doing this in AR glasses right now, where it's like essentially the same thing. I mean, you know, except for it's not in your brain and you can't just think pizza. But like Ray-Ban's just put out like their first version of it. And what you were talking about with like all the facts and stuff, that's what I was seeing about those was basically like, if you got it turned on, right? And this is fucking cool. And again, I'm going to own these. I'm going to wait till, again, version 2 or version 3. But basically, like, you turn these things on and it has, like, a GPS in it or whatever. And if I'm walking through the park, I can just, like, look and it'll be like, during the Battle of Chickamauga, this happened here. And it's got, like, this, like, Tony Stark shit where I can see all that stuff. And, dude, here's the thing, too. For creators, this is going to, and I know you're going to hate this, and so do I, because this is a new thing that we're going to have to eventually think about, but it's going to change the creative experience for a lot of people, because there will be a way, and I actually saw this being talked about like 6 years ago, but it was clearly just in the, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this? And I think they're working on something like this stage where like we film this podcast, right, with a specific type of camera. And anyone who has AR shit, they can put those on. And instead of watching it on YouTube, where it's just us side by side, they will feel like they're in a chair right next to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they can like walk around us and see everything that's going on. Now, again, this is all having to be done with like multiple cameras and stuff. But like there's going to come a day where that will be the separation. Like right now, the separation is your podcast only audio? Well, the video people are kicking your ass. Is your podcast video, but not 4K? All the 4K people are kicking your ass. It's going to get to the point where Joe Rogan has such a stronghold on everybody, because if you want to watch Joe Rogan, you can be sitting in the fucking room almost touching Hulk Hogan. It's fucking crazy. But again, I don't want that so bad that I'm going to have something put in my head.
Yeah, there's other things I've read about those types of implants and stuff too, that you could do stuff like in terms of like human communication, like the implications for that. Like if me and you, or you and your wife, both had these implants, and I don't mean like the current version of them, I mean like, you know, in the future, like the potential of these implants, like the hitting this kind, whatever, down the road, we both have these implants in our brain, and we're having some kind of argument or something, and we grant each other, you know, the way the implants work is you'd have to like allow someone to connect with yours, like answering your phone when somebody calls you. Like you gotta let them in. But if you did that, let each other in, you can transfer thoughts and feelings and everything. Like I don't have to explain to you how I feel about a subject.
Exactly.
I can just beam it into your head, and you feel and think exactly what I feel and think about that thing without me even having to tell you. You just know, because you experience it, because I put it into you with my, you know, my little brain chip or whatever. So it's like people could, you could just sit there and have like very intensely intimate interactions with people, whatever, without either of you ever saying a word.
Much. Right.
You just sit there and also it's like, I feel like it would help with empathy a lot. Cause like, you could literally put yourself in someone else's shoes, basically, you know, if they're using these types of things.
Feel their pain. Kind of like mantis.
It's like, oh, you know, I never thought about it that way, whatever, you know. But, you know.
It would also be great.
A lot of it is super cool sounding. It's
I love it.
That's why Black Mirror hits so hard is because it's like, it, you know, it explores all
It would be cool
that,
if we didn't live in the world that we live.
Yeah, right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like, if we lived in a wonderful world. Now, granted, if we lived in a wonderful, perfect world, we wouldn't even be talking about this because we wouldn't give a shit about it. Because we're like, this is us. Our world is so crazy that we're constantly in search of something to make it more tolerable. But like, if we lived in like a Wakanda, like a utopia, this would be great. But we don't fucking live in that world. Now,
it's just it's like with AI and stuff too. Like we were talking about in the group chat yesterday or the day before, like there's always people who just want to replace everybody with AI and robots and stuff, and like, and everybody's like, this is fucking horrible of them because they just want robots, so they won't have to pay people. That's true because of how they are. But in a vacuum, all humans being replaced as workers by robots, like,
is awesome.
That fucking rules.
Yeah,
as long as we just get money for nothing. Like,
exactly.
Whatever. It's like the robots. But you just know the overlords are going to keep it all. If they didn't, if the robots like created value and the money, the value they created was split amongst members of the community where they're at or whatever,
right.
You did that everywhere. And so it's like everybody just got money for nothing and could do whatever they wanted to in their lives because we don't have to work anymore because robots are doing it for us. That's what's up. That's fucking Star Trek shit.
It's just
everyone knows that will never happen.
Right. Because
in this world, because like they're not going to do that. They'll just let all the poor people starve to death while they have the robot slaves, and they'd move to a mega space yacht or whatever the fuck.
People,
that's all
only
they're gonna do.
You only have value to people if you're working or whatever. And it's like, I get it if you are doing a thing that someone couldn't do and you provide value. But if that thing could be automated. And the thing is, they go, well, if your thing is automated, just get another job. It's like, listen, and this is, I don't know how to say this without sounding offensive, but like, if your job can be automated, there's a good chance that any other thing that you could possibly do could also be automated. You know what I mean? And so it just keeps going down. So like, yeah, I think that all these people that are like, I can't believe people are so against these AI because it's just going to make us more money and stuff. It's like, they would be okay with it if you said, hey, by the way, guys, if this kicks you out of your job, we're not going to make you live on the streets. And why would we? Because we've clearly created a utopia where no one has to do anything. So fucking, you know, oh, back to those. Number one, two couple thoughts on your on the empathy thing with the chips. My immediate thought was like, that would be kind of cool for comedy shows, because if everybody in there had that chip in their head when I was talking, because there's so many times when I'm in a tangent on stage of saying something where someone will hear me say a thing and not know if that was me doing a bit. You know what I mean? And when you know what I'm saying? And like, if they could all feel how I was, like sarcasm, everybody would get sarcasm. They would know how I was saying it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because like, there's so many people that like, they just don't have that sarcasm detector, or they'll miss the first part of the bit when I go, like my uncle used to say, and then they'll just hear me say the thing. But like, maybe they would like kind of know. Second thing on the AR glasses, which is really fucking cool. They already have it, like, I'm pretty sure ready to go. With these AR glasses, if you're in a foreign country, you can turn on the microphone and have it to where if a foreigner is talking to you, it will hear them and translate it into captions where you can fucking read it. Do you know that one thing right there, how fucking much that will change the world? You know what I mean? And like, but again, it's never just that. It's always what you were saying about the Cheesecake Factory overlords getting involved in our brain. Like, we can't just have the good thing.
No, I can't. It just can't be enough just to make this astounding piece of technology and set a price point for it and sell it to people and make money that way. They can't just do that. They got to keep bleeding you dry with all this other shit, too. You know, it's like, they're fucking Mercedes. I'm going to get this wrong exactly what it was, but
video games be doing it now, too.
Microtrans, of course they do. It's bullshit. But like Mercedes, they had a thing where like you had to pay a subscription service to like keep your cruise control or something. Well, I don't think it was cruise control. It was some kind of like feature on their car that wasn't any kind of like super insane thing. It was just like a thing that hits, but like you had to pay a subscription fee to keep it activated. If you didn't pay it, they'd remotely deactivate it and it didn't work in your car anymore. They got right through the coals for that.
I
think they ended up not doing it, but I'm saying it's like they all be trying that type of shit all the time and they're not going to stop, you know.
I was about to say, at least with the Mercedes one, I guess I can kind of go, well, if you drive that type of Mercedes, you've got the money to do it. So they're not really fucking too many people over that I care about. But them doing that is a slippery slope to literally every car, no matter what, being like, hey, we got you a really affordable Kia, but if you want your turn signals to work, you better be sure your Wi-Fi is turned on and you're subscribed. Like that's, they're taking the streaming service model and now putting it into individual assets on your fucking car.
It wasn't cruise control, but it's not far off. It's basically just, it's called the acceleration increase subscription service. So basically just like it makes your car hit harder if you pay the subscription. So like your car is nerfed artificially. It doesn't go as fast as it could or doesn't drive as well as it could if you don't pay this annual subscription of $1,200 a year.
Just make the car cost $1,200 more. You know what I mean? Like that's sort of my thing. And it goes into
ranch dressing.
Yes, I am. Just charge me 12 extra cents for the goddamn taco. You don't look as shitty. Yes, that's what I was about to say. Now, by the way, that it's affecting the ultra rich, we suddenly give a fuck about
it. The economic theory of ranch dressing.
And I will die on that fucking hill from probably cardiac arrest.
People that don't remember, you're just saying like people charge extra, if you ask for ranch at somewhere and they charge for it, you're like, that's bullshit. Just give it to me. Okay.
I
have a rebuttal to this that I gave you last time, but
Hold on. Let me lay the whole fucking thing out there, though.
Let's go. Sure.
Let me lay the whole fucking thing out there, though. I'm not saying unfucking limited. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying go to the fucking Wendy's, hold a gun to these people and go put all the honey mustard in the fucking bag. You know, I'm not saying that. But like, an individual sauce or two individual sauces, when you're there, they'll go, oh, well, that's actually 25 cents extra. Now, it's not about the money to me. I have the fucking 25 cents. All I'm fucking saying is that it's bad optics from a business. It makes this billion-dollar corporation who isn't paying their employees enough look, we all know that they're fucking money-grubbing assholes, but sometimes we forget when we're in the warm embrace of the Baconator, but it's really putting it all back on Front Street when I have to pull out a fucking quarter, which, by the way, who the fuck has... So now I got to get my card out because I don't have a quarter, so I'm going to have to use my fucking card. And by the way, you can't just run a 25-cent transaction on a fucking debit card, so I guess I'm going home with 8 fucking ranches so I get your, you know, the dollar limit or whatever the fuck. Anyways, all I'm saying is that if it's just a couple sauces, just charge a little extra across the board on everything. 2 pennies here, 2 pennies there. We're not ever going to see it. We're never going to see it.
Here, let me ask you, all right? You're real fired up, so I'm going to try to remain calm over here. Just keeping with Wendy's as the example.
I love Wendy's, by the way.
You talking about when you buy, like, are we talking about nuggets here or french fries?
Yeah, sure, nuggets, french fries, whatever, anything that you would need sauce for.
If you buy nuggets, it does include at least a sauce, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but if you go through the drive-thru, sometimes they forget about that.
You choose the sauce you want. So, like, the cost of that, first of all, like, we're using ranch. Some people don't like ranch. They prefer barbecue or honey mustard or whatever, right? And I know you're saying, well, apply the same principle to all of them. But, like, they do bake in the cost of a sauce with, like, the meal. You pick the type of sauce you want, they give it to you. If you ask for more, they charge you. And you're like, well, that's bullshit. Just build that in too. But you're assuming that everyone else is going to ask for a whole lot of people out there don't fuck with sauce at all. Or yeah, if they do fuck with sauce, they want one little
psychopaths.
One. And those people, to them, they're like, you're fucking charging me for this fat fuck's ranch? Why should I have to pay for this fucking ranch?
But they wouldn't
ranch?
Even like, know fair. That it was happening. I understand but, I'm being a communist right now, and you're being the fucking Ayn Rand savior. But what I'm saying is, they would never know. Like, they would never look at their bill and go, huh, last week it was $5.80, and this week it's $5.84. I bet I'm paying for some fat fuck's ranch. They would never know.
Right.
Also, yes, that is how I feel regardless, okay? If you're someone out there who doesn't like a lot of sauces, frankly, I find you to be a psychopath because sauce
Yeah, I don't
hit.
Know how you raw dog chicken nuggets, bro.
No,
you gotta,
and,
like,
and
you,
if you're
you
the type
have
of...
some kind of sauce
Exactly.
Going.
And if you're the type of person who raw dogs chicken nuggets or french fries, something's off about you, and I think you should have to pay a psychopath tax. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Okay. But also, like, I think they should just, again, unless you're like, I don't know what their cutoff should
be. For the record,
if
it's
you keep
a,
going,
if it's
no
a
more,
black
give
lady,
me more than that, whatever. But they should just get, if you say, hey, can I get another ranch or two? They should just throw it in there and call
if
it a
it's
day.
A black
I mean,
lady,
that, what
she always
record,
does.
Like, that's what I'm about to say. A lot of times they do.
They
don't
do.
Always
they
do.
No,
and like,
a lot of them do because they don't give a fuck.
And that's what Taco Bell does. Taco Bell don't charge for hot sauce, and they got like 4 or 5 different types of hot sauce.
To.
You pick how you want. And I mean, not you can get on Uber Eats and fucking, you can hit 15 hot sauce packets if you want, and they're all $0. At least they are the one
I
go to.
I hear you.
So I'm saying some places do that. And so Wendy's could just do that.
No, I shouldn't have said. I just threw out Wendy's because it's the last fast food I have. I'm not saying that they even do that. I just threw them out.
Okay.
And I like Wendy's, and I actually have a personal relationship with Wendy's. So I'm not throwing them under the bus. I accidentally just use them as a catch-all for anyone who does this. But yes, not everybody does it, but it has. The only reason that I'm even talking about it is because it's happened to me before. I'm not making it up. But also, and this is just a pro tip for everyone when you're going through life. If the service industry worker that you're dealing with is a black lady, especially a black lady of the larger persuasion, you can ask her for anything on earth and she will give it to you. It is Like, I'm telling you, dude, I'm serious. If I'm walking through the airport and there is a frozen yogurt place and there's a big old black lady working, I'll go get the frozen yogurt because I know she's going to hook it. Like, she puts more toppings and don't even weigh that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But if it's the white bitch that's normally in there, everything, you're getting charged for everything. But the black lady, like, I don't know if it's like a cultural thing where it's like she's more wanting to hook people up because of, you know, how she's been treated in the world and is trying to pay it forward. But like, yeah, for the most part, the employees don't give a fuck. This is more like something that will happen at your Chick-fil-A's where all the employees come from two high income fucking families. You know what I mean? And that's, I feel like this is a Chick-fil-A thing is what I'm saying.
Well, it's not very Christ-like, you know.
Agreed, but you know, yeah. But you know that big business is, and Jesus, they're, you know, all that. Jesus, if Cray, I don't know if you know this, and I didn't know this when I was growing up, and I read the Bible, but apparently Jesus was not actually a communist. He was actually a super capitalistic dickhead that thinks that you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That's Jesus.
Supply side Jesus. That's what there's a, I think Al Franken, I think, wrote this thing for his book, a book he did once, and they turned it into like a comic strip. I think it was Al Franken.
Which book was it?
I don't remember. I don't know which book
I've read
it was from,
two of his, and they're phenomenal. I recommend them.
Yeah. So he, a part of, from one of his books, it's called The Gospel of Supply Side Jesus. And I don't know. I don't know if he made it. If he made it the comic strip for the book, or if they took it from the book and turned it into a comic strip, I don't know. But either way, they made it in the style of those little, we talked about these on Well Read. What are they called? The little, those little comic strips that Christians love. Hardcore Christians. And it's like little comic strips about, like, you know, butt fucking will send you to hell type stuff.
Tracks.
God damn it. Anyway, he made it in the style of one of those, and it's pretty brilliant. I'm not going to just read through it or whatever, but I recommend it to people if you want to check it out. It's pretty good. It's exactly about what we're talking about here. Jesus comic strips.
On that Al Franken tip, one of his books is literally called something like Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot. And I was like, I remember when I read that book, and I was like, I didn't know you could just title a book like this. This is fucking brilliant. You know what I mean? Like, I can, like, did he have to pay Rush Limbaugh to use his name? Like, and I guess that technically, if you call Rush Limbaugh a big fat idiot, that's not libel because that's true.
Right.
Sorry, yes. Dad.
Chick Tracks.
Chick Track. Yeah. Chick, it was Tracks.
Chick Tracks. Yeah. They're short evangelical gospel tracks in a comic book format created by religious cartoonist Jack Chick in the 1960s. I'm sure anybody that's been around in the anywhere where Jesus traffics, you know, the South or wherever, for any amount of time has seen these Chick tracks along the way. Ready to spice up your Thanksgiving? As we dive headfirst into mountains of mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce, let's talk about the unsung hero of the holiday season, the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. That's right. It's time to go cold turkey on your old razor and take care of your own turkey leg with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Visit manscaped.com and use the code POA for 20% off and free shipping, and enjoy Thanksgiving in style with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Gobble, gobble, boys. I'm thankful to have Manscaped after years of knocks. I tell you what, my bush, it was wild. Jesse Ventura's character from Predator wouldn't have lasted long in my bush. There's old 19th century colonials with those pith helmets down there with machetes chopping through. They had local guides and stuff. It was too much. Too much for all of them, but that's where Manscaped came in. This lawnmower, it ain't no joke, y'all. Knocked it out in no time, and let me tell you, my wife sure is grateful, and I should be too. You know, look down there, things look better. From every angle, you know what I mean? If you're not surrounded by the pubic version of the Amazon, it's a better deal, the holidays and otherwise. So I'm thankful to have Manscaped this holiday season. Don't let your poor grooming be the topic of dinner conversation this year. With the Lawnmower 5.0, you'll be the talk of the table. It's waterproof, so you can groom wet or dry. And let's face it, we all want to look our best before carving that bird. Plus, the LED spotlight ensures you'll never miss a spot, even in low-light situations.
Speaking of carving, the dual skin safe blade heads are your best teammates. The trimmer blades take care of business, while the foil blade gives you an irresistibly sleek finish, like a winning touchdown at your Thanksgiving table. And for my men who go back for seconds, Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the ultimate bundle for the man who deserves it all. This bad boy is the whole plate and the dessert. Included is the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, the Weed Whacker 2.0 Ear and Nose Trimmer, Manscaped's liquid formulations, and two free gifts. Now that you've tackled the fur, it's time to make sure you smell like royalty with the Crop Soother Aftershave Lotion and Crop Preserver Anti-Chafe Ball Deodorant. Once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. The gift of Manscaped doesn't stop there, though. This bundle comes with two free gifts, Manscaped's Boxers 2.0 Premium Underwear and the Shed 2.0 Toiletry Bag. Once you're done shaping up, it's only right you put your pants presents in the best wrapping at all, the Boxers 2.0. These are seriously the best boxers I've ever worn. So here's what you can do. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code POA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code POA. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
But we got a couple of air mails. We're coming up on an hour, so I'm going to go ahead and start one of them since this one might spark some discussion. I like this one. This is from Kevin. He says, first off, I love the show, but before I digress, I have a squirrel story. I was 12 years old and camping. I loved cute animals very much at this stage of my life. My older brother was throwing rocks at squirrels to scare them off. But because he's bad at throwing stuff, he accidentally hit and mortally wounded a squirrel, leaving one of our friend's dads to put the poor thing out of its misery.
You got to.
You do. It's hilarious. Anything that involves like something like that, like a cute animal like being slaughtered in front of little children is so goddamn funny to me.
Me too. I'm a huge animal lover, and yeah. I still think it's hilarious.
I'll continue with this story. I've told this story before. I know I have on here and on Well Read and whatnot, but like my brother-in-law, Katie's sister's husband, he had his kids were all toddlers at the time, like 2, 4, and 6 or whatever, 2, 4, and 5. And they had these little ducks in a swimming pool in their backyard, little baby ducks they had got. And he was sitting in a recliner watching football or something. They're all over by the sliding glass door leading to the backyard. And they're like, daddy, daddy, something's wrong with the duckies. Something's wrong with the duckies. And he's sitting there like, nothing's wrong with the goddamn ducks, you know, like, because of course nothing's wrong with the ducks, right? And he's like, and they just won't stop. Something's wrong with the duckies, you know. And so finally he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, okay. And he like gets up and walks over there and stands and he looks out the window and he's like, see, the duckies are fine. There's nothing wrong with the duckies, right? And while he's doing, as he's doing that, this fucking falcon swoops down, just does like a death dive from above and just brutally murders one of those baby duck, just rips it to shreds in front of all his kids as they start screaming and crying and shit. That's just
it's like hilarious. A Family Guy scene. Yeah, it's like
it's
a Family
so
Guy scene.
Funny. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, to continue the story. So yeah, this guy, one of the kids' dads had to put the squirrel out of its misery. Kevin continues. I was real sad when I got back to the campsite and saw the dead squirrel. I was even more sad when another squirrel showed up and appeared to be mourning the dead one, Corey. Then the second squirrel removed and ate the eyeballs of the squirrel I thought it had been mourning. That actually made me feel better, believe it or not. I thought that story might hit for you. Your podcast definitely does for me. I'm one of the ones who found y'all from the dollop. I live in the middle of nowhere mountains in Colorado and appreciate your progressive redneck perspective. Keep it up and have a great week. And you can call me Kevin. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. I of course, loved that story.
I mean, I love it too. You know, I just think, you know, first off, I would like to say I'm so glad that you came here from the dollop. I wanted to point out that I saw there was a couple people who they reached out to us or I saw on Reddit or whatever. They were like, because we had the dollop guys on our show, they're like, I'm going to have to check out this dollop show. And there's been no second in our existence that I thought people knew about putting on airs, but not about the dollop. Like it's,
Yeah, the Dollop's one of the biggest podcasts
ever,
there's ever been.
Ever,
yeah,
and has right. been. Like, to me, I'm like, if you... Now, granted, a lot of our fans, they're so cool and so loyal to us that, like, some of them don't even fuck with podcasts. Like, they downloaded a podcast app just because we had a thing coming out, which is awesome. But, like, I genuinely, like... Whenever I mention the Dollop to people, I never even preface it with anything because I'm like, you fucking know what I'm talking about. It's the goddamn Dollop. But I will say to this on the squirrel thing, I still don't think it disproves me. I think it's just that squirrels also gotta eat. You know what I mean? Like, maybe we... Listen, I've always said, I've been a long subscriber to the theory, not theory, but the notion that we gotta stop burying people because A... We're not making any more land. Real estate's already getting super expensive as it is, right? So we've got all these plots of land that are used purely for cemeteries that we could be housing the homeless on, or for the very least, it would make property value less scarce and thus everybody's wouldn't cost as much. We should be either cremating people or turning them into trees, which is how I'm going to go. There's a way that you can put your corpse into this biodegradable thing and you become a tree. That's how I'm going out. Or perhaps we should eat our dead. You know, like, there's a lot of people that are hungry, you know, and like, why not, if the corpse didn't have any diseases that you could catch, like, why not you sign up to be an organ donor? Why not be a body donor? Like, hey, when I die, if Thanksgiving's coming up and I could feed a house of people that otherwise couldn't eat, cook me up, you know, brine me for 24 hours and fucking put me on the barbecue. Maybe squirrels are on the same level as me. Like, why would we let this thing go to waste? Yes, I know how hilarious that sounds. Maybe me and squirrels are the same smart.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You ever seen Ravenous?
No.
Yeah.
What is it?
Historical documentary starring Guy Pearce and Robert Carlyle and David Arquette.
Wait, okay, I'm guessing this is not a documentary.
It's not a documentary,
right? I was about to say, a documentary can be starring Guy Pearce.
It's a patently ridiculous movie about cannibals in the Old West.
Oh, I'm writing it down now, though. Ravenous.
Fucking rules. Now, okay. I haven't seen it since I was in high school, but...
Ravenous.
As a high schooler, me and Thompson, we fucking
Who
loved
that
movie.
Guy Pearce
and Robert Carlyle and David Arquette.
Wow. Among, I can't believe that those three are in the same movie together. And by the way,
awesome.
I love David Arquette. I'm a huge David Arquette fan. It's just that he wasn't doing a lot of shit with your Robert Carlyles and your Guy Pierces, you know?
Yeah. And there's probably other people in it that hit that I'm not remembering now. Neil McDonough, you know, Neil McDonough?
Dude, from Justified.
From Justified.
He's fucking awesome.
He's in it. He's wild as fuck in it, too.
Yeah, he's a great wild as fuck guy. Like, I just rewatched Justified.
He stands out in the middle of a fucking, fast-flowing stream in, like, the mountains in February, so there's snow on the ground or whatever.
Naked,
screaming with his abs popping real hard in this, like, frozen river.
He get naked and Justified, too. I feel like that's just the thing that hits for him. He's one of those, you know, he kind of looks like a white Derek Jeter, you know?
Yeah, I can sort of see that.
Yeah, he's got those, like, Cal Ripken eyes that are just so beautiful. I recently rewatched Justified, and not to just completely go out of my way to talk about how underappreciated Neil McDonough is as a character actor, but like, there's not many people who I think could have crushed his role in that show quite like he did. Like, the way that he, and people that have watched the show know what I'm talking about, the way that he flipped the switch there towards, like, the way that he portrayed, I'm this same guy, but I'm addicted to pills and thus am clearly acting different. Like, it was some brilliant acting, which, by the way, all of Justified is. This isn't a Justified appreciation podcast, but it is right now, because one of the things that makes Justified hit so hard is not just the insanely good source material from Elmore Leonard, not just the insanely good direction from Graham Yost, who was the showrunner, or Alan Arkin's son, who actually he played the main guy from Detroit, but he also directed a shit ton of the episodes. But also, they had the best fucking guest stars ever. Like, dude, Stephen Root plays this judge and really doesn't even have that big of a role in everything. But like, that's the point, is like, even if it's a one-off thing, they're like, get us fucking Steven Root. That show rules.
Oh, it's one of my favorite shows of all time. I absolutely fucking adore that show. My cousin Boyd in it, one of the best characters in television history, played by Walton Goggins. But anyway, I just brought up Ravenous because you were talking about eating people, and I was just going to, I was just going to jokingly say, that movie would lead us to believe it's not the best idea that we eat each other. But also, there was a dude, this went kind of viral when he did it for pretty understandable reasons, because what the fuck, bro? There was a guy who had to have his foot cut off. I don't think it was the sugar either.
Really?
I think it was.
It's like gangrene.
I know. It can't
that
be
almost
that.
Happened to Mitch
it
Hedberg.
Can't be that because of what they let him do with the foot. Uh-huh. He had to have his foot amputated, and he knew this ahead of time. And they let him keep his own foot, the whole foot.
You're not supposed to do that.
Well, they did. And I've heard of people keeping shit before. My dad, I think, kept part of a hernia or something.
Not supposed to let you do that. There's a whole my favorite David Sedaris story is about them not letting you do that. Go ahead.
Well, they let this dude keep his foot, and I know they did because he had proof of everything that followed after that. He took his foot home, invited five of his friends over, all white people, naturally, to play Cards Against Humanity and eat tacos made out of his foot meat.
Yeah.
He made foot tacos from his own foot and fed it to his friends. They knew. They all knew they were eating his foot. He didn't trick them. No, dude, that was fucking wild.
Because one of them is a crime, and the other one is just you got a bunch of weird fucking
weird-ass white fucking
friends.
I thought you
were going to say that they all fucked his toes or something. I actually went to a way darker place.
No, they're not weirdos.
They just ate
his feet.
Yeah, right. But see, I mean, it didn't go to waste. Did they say
how the foot meat was? I mean, they tried to act it was fine. He was a Belgian man. Maybe in Belgium, it's different laws about giving you stuff that gets cut off or something.
Yeah, Werner Herzog sounds like somebody that would enjoy a foot taco, a toco. Yeah. Let me ask you, I've heard mostly in fiction media or whatever, but it's said a lot in art that once you get the taste for human flesh, you can't go back. So I think that my point is that these people need to be monitored,
Well, one thing about Ravenous, watching it 13 or 14, it kind of made me want to eat people a little bit. I had no desire to go out and kill someone and eat them, but that movie made people seem appetizing to
Why
me.
Wouldn't
There's a point
we
in that
though?
Movie where he makes a stew out of people meat, and it looks so goddamn good.
I mean,
he was a fat kid and everything. I was like, I want that stew.
I mean, other mammals hit to eat. Yeah. Why wouldn't we hit to eat? Me and you had, I think, on this show, one of our first arguments, which I'm pretty sure I won, was which one of us would hit the hardest to eat. And I think that, and obviously, it depends on who the person is, because I wouldn't want to eat Leonard Fournette because he's all muscle. Did you see that fucking picture the other day?
Of his legs?
His calf muscle has its own, or his hamstring has a bicep.
It's insane.
That would not taste good. You know what I mean? But fucking, I don't know, Jason Kelce? I could eat some Jason Kelce thigh. That seems like that'd be pretty good, because he's fed the same way as the cows or as the pigs that we slaughter. You know what I mean? Primed. Primed to fucking eat.
So, going back to the airmail a bit, we got one from
Can I tell you my thing on the squirrel real quick that was from the airmail that I forgot? I wrote it down in my notes here. One time... When me and my buddies, we used to hunt squirrel.
Oh, shit, I got a thing, too. Yeah, go
ahead. Oh, sweet. We used to hunt squirrel. And before anybody gets mad, my buddy would also make squirrel chili and squirrel stew and stuff like that. But mainly it was just a bunch of us rednecks that wanted to go shoot something, And hunting squirrels is, way less of a a thing than going. I ain't hunting no. I ain't getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, sparing myself with piss and doing none of that shit. But no. We all had our pellet guns and we just go out. We get a little high, have some beers, and shoot squirrels. Well, dude, we're all sitting around. There's this one fucking squirrel up in the tree, and we're all sitting there. And we'd been squirrel hunting for like 2 hours, and we were all pretty like dialed in at this point. And we're fucking just letting this squirrel have it. And he's not budging at all. We're all just like, I feel like, are we hitting the tree? I'm hearing it thump. What the fuck is going on? We're just sitting there unloading on this sumbitch. Next thing I know, the squirrel is hanging from the branch with one hand. And we're just sitting there just lighting his ass up. Like he's just hanging. And we're like, are we fucking missing him? He finally gets down. We walk over there. He's still alive and just crawling away like a monster in a David Cronenberg film, and we, you know, shoot him in the head, put him out of his misery, and we turn him over. That motherfucker had 28 to 35 pellets in him. Like he had taken all of that smoke and just stood his fucking ground, man. It's pretty amazing.
That does hit. Yeah, it's like fucking, I don't know, like a what's his name? Like Platoon or like Sean Bean in Lord of the Rings, hit by all the arrows and stuff, just still going.
Yeah. We're definitely going to have to put a trigger warning on this episode for this particular reason. So I'm sorry to a lot of people, but y'all know how I feel about squirrels, and that still hit for me.
Just literally 2 days ago, someday this week, 2 or 3 days ago, I was walking out here to my studio through my backyard. I'm walking down my little stepstone path there, and I hear, I don't see nothing, you know, and I just hear like fucking like wings flapping and like a squawk, right? We always got birds around in Burbank, a shitload of ravens and crows. We don't have toucans, but we do have wild parrots, wild parrots. They're loud as fuck. But anyway. So there's always birds around, but it still, I didn't know it was there. So I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I like, jumped and looked. It was neither of those things. It was some kind of fucking falcon or hawk that was flying off with the corpse of the squirrel it had murdered and had been eating in my backyard right beside me. And dude, this squirrel was like stripped halfway to the bone. You could tell this bird was just like, I ain't leaving, you know.
Right.
I ain't leaving. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. He's like, I'm taking this shit to go, baby. Fucking. I don't. It's because he had it in his mouth.
Put that
or
in a pot. Put that
something.
In a pot with some water. You got a stew, baby.
Stew go. Yeah, right. And he flew off with it. And when I realized what it was, I then started like laughing. You know, like it hit for me because you know we got a long history with these squirrels out here, dude. My backyard is not a safe place for squirrels, and it's not even because of me. I haven't done anything to them. Yeah. They just squirrels just be turning up dead around here. I don't know what to say, you know, so stay the fuck out of my backyard, squirrels. I'm not saying I'll do it. I'm just saying it'll probably happen, you know. That's not on me. So anyway, this airmail I was gonna say is from a person named D. You know, they choose to go by D, and I cannot read this whole thing, but they, you know, you read a redneck.
It's long, not because you have a bad vocabulary.
You read a redneck, like fucking Shakespearean cousin fucking tragedy recently in an email on a recent episode.
Yeah.
So D sent in their own version of that, and like, I can't hardly make sense of it. It's so fucking, you know, the way all this, the interminglings
of
D's family
trees,
I'll read you some like excerpts that I feel like gets the point across. So D had all these relatives, right? So it's like, first of all, it says, referring to a chart I found online to map all this out, Lou Ann is my first cousin once removed. Freddie is my second cousin once removed. Lou Ann and Freddie's child, Tammy, therefore, is both my second
all the
and
names
third
are,
cousin.
Are
I know. My yeah, their child
Lou
Tammy
Ann
is,
Tammy.
Is both my second and third cousin at the same time, right? So anyway, these people get married, whatever, and then she said they used to all get together and play volleyball, and then at some point during the volleyball games, I guess they got a little heated, and they started, Lou Ann started having an affair with her brother-in-law, Harlan, right?
You'll have that. Harlan?
Yeah. Harlan, yes. So
Hall of Fame,
Luann and Freddie get divorced. Ellen and Harlan get divorced. Then Luann and Harlan get married. They have a child, Hunter. Hunter, D says, is my second cousin and is also half sibling to Freddie and Luann's child, Tammy, who is both my second and third cousin. Right. And then it says after then later on, after my grandfather died, my grandmother remarried Herbert, my grandfather's first cousin. Former father-in-law to my first cousin once removed, Lou Ann, and grandfather to Tammy, my second and third cousin. So it ended up that my first cousin twice removed, Herbert, became my step-grandfather, and my second cousins once removed, Freddie and Ellen, became my step-uncle and step-aunt. So makes sense, all that shit, y'all. Good luck to you.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Yeah, Willie Nelson, eat your fucking heart out, bro.
It's some Alabama shit, I reckon. Yeah, Alabama cousin fucking was the subject line. So
that is phenomenal.
Roll Tide,
also
baby.
Good. Also
roll
good on Tide. You for digesting it and like live editing it there. I don't possess that skill that you have. I have ADD, so it would have all jumbled to me. I would have had to read it all. Like, I can't be doing that.
Let's see here. All right. I don't know, buddy. Okay, I'm gonna save this one for next week because it's long. It's about Boston, so I want to dig into it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's me, but this one's real long. I'm gonna the rest of those I looked over before, but you sent me that one right before we started, so I haven't had a chance to read it yet. So I'll save that one for next week. But I mean, we're coming up on an hour 20. We can wrap it up and you can take you a nap, bud, if you want unless you've got something else.
If you got more shit you want to talk about, I can do it because all of my drugs hit me and I'm flying high, pal. You know,
I think it's been a pretty good episode. I had a couple other things in my back pocket and they didn't come out and I don't want them to be buried at the very end of the episode. So I don't want to get into them now. I'd rather do them up top. So
I just wanted to let everybody know and have it stated on record. I was not suffering through this episode. I had a blast. And I take my health way more seriously than I used to. However, when it comes time to do something I hold dear to my heart, like putting on airs, I will just take a considerable amount of drugs and trudge through. And I did that, and I fucking had a blast today. One thing we didn't mention at the top of the show that I wanted to, and I totally forgot, was that... Guys, as a lot of y'all know, because you've already bought it, our book, Round Here and Over Yonder, is available. And I would like to say it is still the number one book in North American travel and tourism, which I got to say is a pretty good fucking genre. I'm pretty proud of us. It's still number one. That's amazing. But Christmas is coming up. It makes a great stocking stuffer. You know, I think you can gift someone the Audible version as well. You can grab that book wherever you get your books, or you can get it at TreyCrowder.com, which is where you can find tour dates for Trey that he's about to tell you right this second.
Yeah, I'll be in Chicago this Sunday. Then I got San Francisco coming up. Lowell, Arkansas near Fayetteville. Love Northwest Arkansas. Always have kick-ass shows there. And then we'll all be together, me, Corey, and Drew, as we are every year for the holidays at Zany's in Nashville. I got 2024 dates getting loaded up real soon. BPP, Corey's daddy, our producer, also does my website, and he's currently working on getting those 2024 dates added. So we'll have those for you real quick. TreyCrowder.com. Like you said, also, as far as the book, even if you get the book, hell, buy it twice or, what I mean is check out the audiobook because we read it and you know how our voices be. Makes it hit harder.
It does hit harder. And then, like I said, you know, if you enjoyed it, it'd probably be a good gift for somebody, I would say. Please come see us go to all Trey shows, obviously, but I'll be with him in Nashville, December 14th through the 16th. And we're not just because of babies and because of all other sorts of things. We don't tour as much together as we used to. So if you're in any of the surrounding areas, it's a destination show. Come to Nashville at Zany's and see the Well-Read Comedy Show. Also, if you are in the Asheville, North Carolina area, I will be at the Gray Eagle on December 28th. An opening for me is our good friends, Good Cop, Rad Cop. I was just told that the VIP seating, the front row shit has like almost sold out and tickets are about to be gone, but you can, there's still a couple that you can get. So come see me. That'd be awesome. Also listen to all the podcasts in the Extended Ski Universe and go to bonuscorey.com. That is where I do, I write essays. I write stupid poetry. I do bonus podcasts and I do audio dramas. I just got through with my first full length audio drama, Colonel Cornbread and the Case of the Confederate Ruby. It's up in its entirety. It was a whole shit pot of fun, and I am currently working on the next audio drama. And guess what? If you subscribe at the $5 level, that frees me up. The more people I have subscribed, the more I'm freed up to work on even more audio dramas. So that's what I'm doing. I love y'all. And what does it always say? Oh, yeah, stay fancy, motherfuckers.
Ski away.
Here's Lydia Loveless.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Royalty and rednecks are alike. They both like cutting and picking fights. Biscuits and baked beans where they don't belong. Sit on down with Corey and Trey and learn some fancy shit today. We'll laugh a little even when they're wrong. They'll take you to a magical place where if you call someone a cut, nobody cares. They keep it debonair at putting on airs, putting on airs, putting on airs, putting on airs.
NMLS number 65084, equal housing lender. Woo!
As an adult, don't we all miss spring break? Nothing like taking a week off from all your responsibilities. Well, here's the next best thing for adults, a spring break from house payments. SaveWithConrad.com can help you get rid of all your credit card debt just like that. We're routinely helping our listeners save $500, $600, $700, even $800 a month. And you don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to do this, but check this out, no house payments for 2 months at SaveWithConrad.com.